European panel.
President Trump optimistic about the chances of success.
We're going to have a Gaza deal, I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Growing numbers of Israelis now demanding an end to the war and the return of the hostages, among them the bodies of two Americans, Omar Neutra and Itay Chen.
The government shutdown goes on, both Democrats and Republicans digging in. No new talks are scheduled. The shutdown has led to air traffic control shortages at some airports, including Burbank, California, where the airport was forced to shut down last night. President Trump is now talking about invoking the more than 200-year-old Insurrection Act so he can send National Guard troops into cities where local leaders say they aren't wanted and aren't needed. This is ABC News. Three people on board a medical helicopter that crashed on a highway in Sacramento, California, are alive but critically hurt. ABC's Alex Stone has more on what happened.
Getting reports of the helicopter crash.
It was at the end of the evening commute. A bright red Reach Air medical helicopter slammed onto busy Highway 50 in Sacramento. Another medical helicopter overhead reporting in the Reach helicopter was down.
EC-135 down. It's in the middle of the freeway. We're getting medical to them immediately.
The audio from liveatc.net. Bystanders came to their aid. Those inside reported to be alive. Sacramento Fire says all three on board were crew members. No patients were on board as the chopper was lifting off from UC Davis Medical Center before it crashed. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Sean Diddy Combs' lawyers asking he be sent to a prison in New Jersey. They say that facility has a drug treatment program that they think will help him stay sober. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. The man accused of stealing historic cast iron crosses from a local cemetery to sell online made his initial court appearance yesterday. 58-year-old Bradley Block of Lamartine appeared in Winnebago County Court on felony charges of theft, totaling up to $100,000. Police say Block stole six 4-foot-tall iron crosses from St. Patrick's Cemetery, valued between $10,000 and $15,000 each. The gravestone markers were molded at the old Menasha Foundry in the 1800s. Through the course of the investigation, police tracked down all six of the stolen crosses that had already been purchased by buyers in DeKalb, Illinois, Kewaunee, and Waupun. The court gave Block a $500 signature bond. He's ordered not to have any contact with graveyards or use any online selling sites. His next court appearance is October 27th. Well, it's not just Taco Tuesday today, but National Taco Day. In honor of the celebration, Taco Bell is offering tacos for a buck, as well as other good deals on food. Moe's Southwest Grill here in Green Bay is also getting in on the action with a $2 taco promotion. And Margarita's out near Lambeau regularly runs a buy one, get one free taco special on Tuesdays, which coincides tomorrow, today, with National Taco Day. And if tacos aren't your thing, Dan, you can score a free pizza tonight, courtesy of the Green Bay Metro Fire Department.
How's that?
It's an initiative. It's part of the Fire Prevention Week, highlighting the importance of having working smoke alarms in your home. If you live in Green Bay, just call Domino's Pizza on Military Avenue tonight between 5 and 6:30. The Green Bay Metro Fire Department will come to your house in a fire truck to deliver your pizza and check your smoke detectors. If they're working properly, your pizza's free.
Really?
If not, well, you won't get the pizza for free. But firefighters will replace the batteries or install new smoke detectors at no charge.
So will they warm up the pizza for you?
It's going to be warm, Dan. It's coming in a fire truck.
Oh, what was I thinking? Okay. It's also, by the way, National Taco Day, because you bring it up, is the first Tuesday in October every year.
Didn't know that.
Yes. Yeah. It's the first Tuesday, and this is the first Tuesday in October. But October 7th, today, every year, so this coincides this year, it's also National Chocolate-Covered Pretzel Day.
Wow, now there's a news flash.
I have one word.
Yeah.
Yahtzee!
The Brewers roll past the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 7-3 victory over the Cubs in their best-of-five playoff series. The Cubs have now lost two in a row. Manager Craig Counsell.
You know, in the first two games, we have just not, you know, produced enough pressure on them. And it's, you know, that's going to add up to a lot of zeros.
Game three tomorrow afternoon, just after 4 o'clock at Wrigley Field. Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked if Quinn Priester will be on the mound.
Do you know what your plans are for game three starting pitcher? Game three will be Priester.
NBA, the Bucks beat the Heat 103-93 in preseason play. The Packers held practice and wide receiver Christian Watson out there since that ACL injury last January. Does it feel good to be back?
100%. I got to knock a little bit of rust off. Obviously, it's been a while since I've been able to go out there and play football, but from just confidence and just running and everything, it felt really good.
That's Christian Watson with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Get ready for a stretch that will actually feel like fall. Plenty of sunshine for today with highs in the mid-60s. For tonight, clear skies with lows in the upper 30s. On Wednesday, sunny skies again, a little bit cooler. Still comfortable, though, with high temperatures right around 60. It's 48 degrees at our studios.
WGBW. Just let me hear some of that rock. Against modern jazz, unless you try to play it too darn fast, I lose the beauty of the melody until it sounds like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. My love on over across the tracks. And she's taking a man away and it's sad. I must admit they had a rocking band. Man, they were blowing like a hurricane. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. Gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. Down south they had a jubilee. Them Georgia folks they had a jamboree. They're drinking homebrew from a wooden cup. The folks are dancing, they got all shook up. I started playing that rock and roll music. Any old time you use it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. Get to hear them play a tango, and in the mood they take a mambo. It's way too early for the condo, so keep on rocking that piano. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old time you use it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW from the Civic Media Studios, downtown Green Bay on Washington Street. A timeless commercial coming up. This one will make you smile. Guaranteed.
Why do you fill me up, fill me up, buttercup, baby?
Just to let me down. I wait around and then I run to the door. I can't take anymore. It's not you. You let me down again. Baby, baby, try to find a little time and I'll make you happy. I'll be home. I'll be beside the phone waiting for you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Why do you fill me up, buttercup, baby?
horse. You are my toy, but I could be the boy you adore if you just let me know. Although you are true, I'm attracted to you all the more. Why do I need you so? Baby, baby, try to find a little time and I'll make you happy. I'll be home, I'll be beside the phone waiting for you. Ooh, ooh. Why do you build me a buttercup, baby, just to let me down?
In Northeast Wisconsin. Put away the mosquito nets and get out the fire pit. And the perfect soundtrack when you're sitting around the fire? 97.9 WGBW.
WGBW. Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked along narrow streets of cobblestone. Beneath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking. People hearing without listening. People writing songs that voices never share. No one dared disturb the sound of silence. Said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell. Echo. And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls.
The words of the prophets are written on the subway walls and tenement halls. Poetry from Simon and Garfunkel. Good morning, I'm Dan Marcus on the station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. And coming up, a timeless commercial. The timeless commercial of the day does not have a catchy jingle. There's no jingle at all. But it did spawn a phrase that became part of the culture, part of the nomenclature, the vernacular. And it's, to a degree, still used to this day. I heard it, must have been a couple of weeks ago from a friend. So this commercial. On the way, you will know this commercial. It will make you smile. And it's on the way on 97.9 WGBW.
Time out on the field. Let's bring in Gina Della from Pella. What's the winning game plan this month?
Wayne, a whole house of new windows for as low as $297 a month with 0% interest for up to 60 months.
Wow, that's a drive you can sustain for years. No penalties, no extra interest.
And unlike opponents, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin actually stops the drafts.
Don't sit on the sidelines, folks. Make your move today at PellaWI.com.
Service restrictions apply. It's 10/31/2025.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Hi, it's me, Flo, here to tell you that with the Progressive Home and Auto Bundle, you get 24/7 protection, so you're covered no matter where the day takes you.
Even I added too much water to the pizza dough day?
Yep.
How about getting a call from my daughter to pick her up at the airport because her boyfriend is unreliable day?
Especially that day.
What about finding out that one of my pipes suddenly burst in my basement day?
Progressive has every day covered 24/7 with a Home and Auto Bundle. Also, you have a lot of bad days.
Oh no, that was all the same day.
At least you're covered with Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Did your child miss out on the last opportunity to try hockey for free? Don't worry, I got you. It's another new Wisco 411. And I'm Amanda, here to tell you that another Try Hockey for Free opportunity is on Saturday, October 11th from 12 to 1:30 at the Tri-County Ice Arena in Appleton. This is recommended for ages 4 to 9, and no skating experience is needed. Plus, they're going to help provide equipment. If your child's always been interested and just wants to see if they like it, definitely go. My kid had a blast at the last one. Check it out. Head to WGBW.FM, click events.
Hey, Green Bay and Northeastern Wisconsin, this is Kristen Ambos from Point Mortgage. Starting every Sunday in October at 10 a.m., you can find me here at 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, WGBW, always on Point Podcast, where we're joining forces with WGBW to discuss all things mortgage, real estate, along with market updates. You can find us on the Civic Media app, as well as all podcast platforms. If you have questions, we have answers. Text them to 920-606-1156.
It's 8:17 and a half. That half is important to somebody. 49 degrees right now, headed towards 60. And I'm Dan Marcus, 97.9 WGBW, presenting the timeless commercial of the day. No jingle. There's no... It speaks for itself. This commercial coined a phrase, and I'm going to expect you to use it sometime today, so listen carefully. The scene is a baseball stadium, and we see a beer vendor and a large crowd and a guy moving towards his seat, and action.
You know, one of the best things about being an ex-big leaguer is getting freebies to the game. Call the front office, bingo. And once these fans recognize me, I probably won't even have to pay for my light beer from Miller.
Down the clock!
I love them. These fans know I drink light because it's less filling and it tastes great. Good seats, huh?
You're in the wrong shape, buddy. Come on.
Oh, I must be in the front row.
Come on, come on.
Light beer from Miller. Everything you always wanted in a beer and less.
Good seats, hey, buddy? He missed the tag! He missed the tag!
So now you have to go sometime during the day. You have to say to somebody that you encounter, grocery store, office, whatever, bingo, I must be in the front row.
Friends so far.
I'm dead on my feet from walking the street. I need somebody to help me find my way. I've gotta get out of this town. Before I do, I'll take the last look around. Oh, does somebody want to be wanted like me? Where are you? Does somebody want to be wanted like me?
You know, I'm no different from anybody else. I start each day and I end each night. But it gets really lonely when you're by yourself. Now where is love? And who is love? I gotta know.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. 49 degrees, 824. Connie Feldman is here, as you know, if you've been listening all morning, with another newscast coming up at 8:30. Thank you. Jason Williams did Classical Gas. He wrote that song in between writing jokes for the Smothers Brothers and the Smothers Brothers comedy show alongside Pat Paulson.
I just can't help believing when she smiles up soft and gentle with a trace of misty morning and a promise of tomorrow in her eyes. And I just can't help believing when she's lying close beside me and my heart beats with the rhythm of her sigh. This time the girl is gonna stay. This time the girl more than just a day. I just can't help believing when she slips her hand in my hand and it feels so small and helpless that my fingers fold around it like a glove. And I just can't help believing when she's whispering her magic and her tears are shining, honey, sweet with love. This time the girl is gonna stay. Than just a day.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. Prices at the pump continue to plummet in Wisconsin, falling 5.5 cents per gallon last week. The state's average is now at $2.77 a gallon, according to Gas Buddy. That's 20 cents below where they were a month ago and about 23 cents cheaper than at this time last year. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.29 a gallon. Here in our area, the lowest gas price to start out the week was $2.68 a gallon at several stations in De Pere. In Green Bay, the Mobile and Citgo station on your way out to UWGB has gas at $2.69 today. And the Quick Trip on East Mason Street, it's at $2.72. We're still well below the national average price for a gallon of gas, which is at $3.08. Patrick DeHaan, who heads the petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, says you can expect prices to stay about the same for a while or even get lower in our area. And Wisconsin's own Ed Gein, or Gein, depending on who you ask, topped the Netflix charts over the weekend, coming in number one on the top 10 list. Monster, the Ed Gein story, is an eight-part series profiling the infamous murder and grave robber from Plainfield, Wisconsin. The series received negative reviews from critics following its debut last Friday, with some saying it's overly graphic and filled with factual inaccuracies. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Farmers are not the only ones that are keyed in on weather. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. In fact, all of us are paying attention to what's happening with Wisconsin weather. Now, a great opportunity to dive a little deeper into the systems that help predict our weather. That story next.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bio-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
If you're into weather, then you want to be in the Madison area on October 25th for this year's Wisconsin Science Festival. It's going to offer a special weather event at the Wisconsin Energy Institute on the UW-Madison campus. WiscoNet manager Chris Fogoski is going to help people understand the behind-the-scenes of Wisconsin weather. Southern Wisconsin is home to the Atmospheric and Oceanic Sciences Department, the National Weather Service, several big market TV meteorologists, the State Climate Office, and WiscoNet. And he wants the general public to know more about all of them.
We're going to be bringing all of them together to talk about all the different things that they do to study and learn more about the atmosphere and weather and climate in Wisconsin and around the world. So we'll have a weather station set up. We'll have TV monitor so you can see how the weather gets from the weather station to your TV screen. We'll have the tools that people use in Antarctica so that they can study the weather without freezing. So there's a lot of really cool, unique things that we're going to have on display. So we're really excited for it.
Chris Vygotsky, he is the WiscoNet manager, introducing the general public to more of the layers of weather forecasting that you depend on. Now, the Wisconsin Science Festival runs October 16th through the 26th, but as I said, this special weather event happening October 25th. Learn more at wisconsinsciencefest.org.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
Hey, don't forget, we've got a brand new Midwest Farm Report app available for download. Find it in your Play Store, Midwest Farm Report. I'm Pam Yonke.
Green Bay weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Get ready for a stretch that will actually feel like fall. Plenty of sunshine for today, with highs in the mid-60s. For tonight, clear skies with lows in the upper 30s. On Wednesday, sunny skies again, a little bit cooler. Still comfortable, though, with high temperatures right around 60. Current temperature is 46.
WGBW.
Tried, and I tried.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. It's October, so here are the Zombies.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had tan, the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there. Well, no one told me about her. What could I do? Well, no one told me about her, though they all knew. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there.
Local local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. I'm Dan Marcus. Appleton listeners, the 6th annual Glow in the Park is happening this Friday at Pierce Park. And if you want details about it, go to our website, wgbw.fm, and then click on events.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
Learn about the food you eat on the Midwest Farm Report. Join Farm Babe Pam Yonke and her team every weekday morning from 5 to 6 on 97.9 WGBW. Brought to you by Brickstead Dairy Farms and Greenleaf. Smart dairy, healthy planet. BricksteadDairy.com.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top quality promotional materials like t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drug-to-driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
From our studios on Washington Street in downtown Green Bay, just east of the Ray Nitschke Bridge, we're talking to and about Green Bay. You'll hear voices familiar to Green Bay. Dan Marcus, Laura McKenna, Eric Westfall, Pete Schwabba. We're Green Bay, Wisconsin, 97.9 WGBW.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, the station with Laura McKenna, coming in at 9.
Nothing you can say can tear me away from my guy. Nothing you could do, cause I'm stuck like glue to my guy. I'm sticking to my guy like a snap to a letter, like birds of a feather. We stick together. I'm telling you from the start, I can't be torn apart from my guy. Nothing you could do could make me untrue to my guy.
My guy.
Nothing you could buy could make me tell a lie to my guy.
My guy.
I gave my guy my word of honor to be faithful, and I'm calling you best be believing I won't be deceiving my guy.
Listen to me, people. I ain't got time to
great song from Marvin Gaye. Too Busy Thinking About My Baby. On the station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. I'm Dan Marcus. I'm wrapping up my part of your day. Yeah, that came out right. Laura McKenna is next, and then our lineup continues with Eric Westfall in the afternoon and Peach Schwabba and Nightlight tonight, 6 to 8 on WGBW.
Don't pour your love. Single word, but you know you'll break my heart when I want you close. Brand new ring, doesn't that mean love to you? Doesn't that mean anything? If I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees, would you make me beg you pretty please? Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think to maybe I'll just lay me down, cry 400 years.
WGBW can go wherever your smartphone goes. Download the Civic Media app from civicmedia.us.
for the nighttime. To forget the day. Day of up on tight time. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation. Time to brew. I thank the Lord for the nighttime. Now,
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As the world marks 2 years since the Hamas attacks of October 7th, indirect talks between Hamas and Israel have begun in Egypt on ending the war in Gaza. In the showdown over President Trump sending the National Guard into American cities, the confrontation's playing out in the courts.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker fights President Trump's deployment in court, calling it an unconstitutional invasion of Illinois.
Donald Trump is using our service members as political props and as pawns in his illegal effort to militarize our nation's cities.
Federal judge appointed by President Joe Biden temporarily siding with the administration, declining to block the National Guard's deployment to Illinois for now.
ABC's Rachel Scott. The government shutdown affecting millions of us, but mostly hurting federal